is up. It is me, George G. We've got another awesome episode of the Align Money Show coming your way featuring Tyler Vincent. Tyler is the CEO of RE Tokens. He is a real estate tokenization expert, as well as a best-selling author and entrepreneur. We had a great conversation that, of course, started with Two Truths and a Lie. And then we got into the world of tokens and real estate and how do you tokenize real estate? What does that look like? How does it actually work? What are the markets that are available for trading these? And by the way, Tyler has gone through the process of creating that marketplace. So we talked about that whole process, how that works. We talked about what it means and the actual practical application of taking a real estate piece of real estate and breaking it up into different tokens and how all of that works. It is a fascinating process. Of course, we close with a great difference-making tip on the importance of trusting your instincts. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Tyler, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
Yeah. First one, I compete in Spartan obstacle course races.
Okay.
The second is I invested in a castle in Scotland.
Nice.
And the third is I made the front page of the newspaper with the alligator being walked out of one of my apartment units.
Oof. These are good ones. Did you say alligator or crocodile?
I said alligator. Okay.
All right. So you are a competitor in Spartan races. You invested in a castle in Scotland and made the front page of the paper because an alligator was living in or just curious about one of your units. Okay, these are excellent. Well, you look like a very athletic person, so I believe the Spartan race thing. I don't know if you're Scottish or not, or if you like castles and alligators and alligators and alligators. Oh my goodness. I am going to guess that you don't do Spartan races.
Nope, I do. I compete in the Spartan races.
Yeah. All right. So you got me. Which one was the lie?
That I invested in a castle in Scotland.
Okay.
I've been to several, but no opportunity to invest in one yet.
Got it. I wasn't sure. I feel like you can own like little parcels of land in Scotland and Ireland, and you could say that you're like a lord or something like that. So maybe I thought it was something like that, but no.
Well, when it's tokenized in the future, you can own a piece of it, right?
There you go. So you are maybe making your way to that. Tell me about the alligator.
Yeah, one day I got a call and the news was at one of my apartment buildings, and I didn't show up, but I did read the front page of the paper where my building was on as they walked a crocodile out, and there was a drug dealer in there, and they didn't arrest him for selling drugs. They busted him for selling exotic pets and creatures on Amazon, including piranhas, and that's what they were busting him for. When they broke in, he had a pet alligator that they walked out.
Man, the piranha kingpin operating out of one of your apartments with his pet alligator.
Yeah, right after we had bought it and we're, you know, starting the repositioning of it. But yep, front page news.
So there is such a thing as bad PR or no such thing as bad PR?
Yeah, I would say there is such a thing. I didn't show up for the interview. We'll put it that way.
Got it. Well, life is a funny thing. And the Spartan races.
Yeah. I love Spartan races. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
Yep. So I did a trifecta this year, which ended with a beast race in Bozeman, Montana here in June. The second time I've done the trifecta, and probably on deck for another round next year.
Well, very cool. Very cool. Those races are a whole giant industry and so many people really enjoying it. So I think it's pretty cool. Awesome.
Yep.
Well, you got me. Great job, Tyler. We're all happy for you. What is top of mind for you right now?
Top of mind for me is the future of investment real estate and real estate investing. That's where I spend a lot of my time thinking about how it can be better for investors and for the owner operators. You know, we live in a digital world nowadays, and real estate's just been left behind. And so I think a lot about that.
And when you say it's been left behind, just people have not been mapping over the new technologies to it yet. And that's the space you're operating in. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, I think what I mean by that, or I know what I mean by that, is the fact that real estate is illiquid, to where if you compare it to other asset classes like stocks or more recently crypto, they're liquid and they can be traded, and they're secondary markets where you can, you know, trade pieces of a company or pieces of a digital asset. And that hasn't existed for real estate. And so that is what we want to bring to the world. What we are bringing to the world is the ability for private shares of real estate to be able to be bought, sold, and traded like stocks or crypto, and open up access to folks that don't normally have access to invest in these types of deals.
So give me an example. Is there a perfect example?
Yeah, sure. So we've got several projects that we're, you know, working on right now. But an example would be, you know, let's say somebody owns an apartment building, and it's a multi-million-dollar apartment building, and they did a syndication, meaning they brought in some private investors to be able to acquire this. Well, when they do that syndication, not only is it typically only accredited investors that can get involved, once that investment is done, it's illiquid. Everybody's trapped in the deal until the asset is sold in total, or maybe there's like a future cash out refi where they get a partial payout, but they're in that deal. There's no real, you know, getting out of it. Well, now what they could do is they could tokenize that apartment building, that piece of real estate, and they can list those shares, those tokens, on a secondary marketplace where other investors, including non-accredited investors — there's some SEC compliance rules we can talk about surrounding that, but just in general, investor can sell to investor. You know, one way I like to explain it is, let's imagine an apartment building, a piece of real estate, like a large gold brick, right? Very valuable, nice asset, but it's really hard to kind of get in and out of that large gold brick. And if you're going to sell it, it all sells at once, right? Everybody has to participate. You know, if a loan is against it, everybody has to participate, right? You're just kind of stuck in there. But now imagine that we turn that large gold brick into 10 million gold coins. And now everybody who invested in that actually gets to hold their share of their gold coins in their hand. And now they can choose to do what they want with it. They could sell one or two or all of those gold coins. They could buy more gold coins. And, you know, coming in the future here, they could actually get loans against just their share of the gold coins, not the whole real estate or whole gold brick. So it just opens up so many more options for diversification and flexibility for those that do enjoy real estate investments.
Which certainly makes sense. So do secondary markets exist for this already, or are you needing to create those as well?
Yeah. So my company has a subsidiary company called RE Tokens Capital. Parent company is RE Tokens USA. So RE Tokens Capital, we were just awarded a digital broker dealer and ATS license. So we're a FINRA member. We're an SEC registered marketplace, and we're one of only about 10 companies in the United States that have this type of licensing, that's an active company. So yes, we are launching that secondary marketplace here in Q4, maybe by the end of Q3, but likely in Q4, where these investments will be available.
How easy was that? Or was it almost impossible?
Yeah, extremely difficult. There's so much that goes into it. It's very expensive. You need to have a large team of attorneys, team of securities executives, and you need to pay them the entire time that you go through this process before you're ever even approved in business, if you get approved. There's Much more to I've owned real estate brokerages and property management companies and have all sorts of different professional licenses. This is at a whole nother level because as an exchange, it's the same as like a NASDAQ private markets exchange. So, or if you look at the New York Stock Exchange as a public exchange, we're an exchange for private placements like real estate syndications. And so we, being SEC registered, the amount of regulation you're under is significant, but that's awesome for investors, right? It's not the crypto DeFi world where you're not sure what you're buying or who you're buying it from. These are securities in an SEC registered marketplace where you can actually get involved in real estate in a completely different way at a level of your choosing.
Well, I think it's really exciting, and I can't even imagine the you could tell us all about it, but just so much complexity in actually getting that done. So very impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are the tokens, how are they priced? How often are they going to be priced?
Yeah. So originally, they're going to be priced the same way as shares of a real estate syndication. So when you do a real estate syndication and you, let's say, use an LLC, you have these LLC membership units, or you could call them shares, and that's what you sell to investors to raise the equity. So all tokenization is we're adding a digital component to those ownership shares. So instead of just being a subscription agreement and landing on a spreadsheet somewhere, which is almost a construct of the mind, you actually have these tokens, kind of like the gold coin example that we gave, and you're able to, you know, have those. And so once you do that, once you have that digital component, it allows you to participate in a secondary marketplace or the primary marketplace, which is where they're originally going to be priced, just like a traditional syndication. And those are going to depend. Are you syndicating and tokenizing an established apartment building where it'll get valued on the net operating income and or cap rate, established financials? Or are you doing a new development where it's probably going to be valued on the pro forma and, you know, the future value, but you will establish a value just like you do on a regular syndication. But once you go to the secondary market, once it's a seasoned or matured investment, then supply and demand in the marketplace will have a say in this. Let me give you an example. Professional investors or accredited investors, let's just say they, you know, normally need a 8 to 10% return on their money because they're accredited, they have special access, you know, to these deals. Well, when it goes to the secondary marketplace, they took more risk normally in the beginning. So there's less risk on established assets, usually. Do your own due diligence. But usually there is, therefore less risk, probably less return. But as a non-accredited investor, not only do you have access, but you may buy into a deal that's got a 6% cash on cash return with, if it trends the way it would, and you sold it in a couple years, you're going to end up with a 10% total return on investment. You're going to get the tax benefits in the meantime because you've been an owner. And so that's a totally different level of real estate investment. So loosely, that's how these things are going to be priced. There's not a market maker in the secondary market yet, which is, I don't mean to get too technical, but when you buy or sell a stock, you're not actually buying or selling directly with a buyer or seller. There's a middle person. In this case, originally, there will be buyer to seller direct. That's what our platform does, is it connects all of that. But in the near future, you will probably have a market maker, and that will really take volatility out of the price, or guesswork, I should say. Real estate's not super volatile, but take the guesswork out of the price where you're interacting more like a traditional market.
Well, that's really interesting and super cool. And again, congratulations on making that happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you see this being for multifamily, commercial, or will we see residential move into this as well?
Yeah, so we've got projects that cover all aspects of that right now, but the residential projects that we're seeing are funds, so like new developments or things like that. Because they are securities and what we do, so they can be you know, traded and invested in this manner, it's normally going to be larger projects. So we don't necessarily have a hard and fast rule on this, but kind of our inside talk is somebody that's at least 3 million or so in asset value or equity is probably going to want to have this conversation. An asset that's less than 3 million, there might be lower hanging fruit where you don't have to spend the money on like a securities document package and things like that. All real estate will be tokenized, will be on the blockchain. And when you do single family homes, it'll be the deed or the title that goes on blockchain, and those don't need to be a security. And there's ways to trade those. What we do, though, it has much more to do with your traditional investment like real estate syndication, because if you go on that title, you have all the liabilities of a regular owner, to where if you come into a security deal as a limited partner, you don't, if somebody slips and breaks their neck, you know, or there's a problem with the deal, that's not on you. Your money's at risk. You could lose money if the deal doesn't go right, but they're not personally coming after you. So I think that that's the main difference of why some of the larger projects are the focus of a marketplace like this. But single family will trade similarly.
Got it. So in some crazy world where somebody would have an alligator living in their house and it bit somebody and they sue. Anyway, that's not something to worry about.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's not going to be a problem in a, you know, a security or a syndicated type deal. But if you and a couple of people are on title, then you're going to have some things to think about.
So what I think I heard you say was projects, let's say that it's a multifamily apartment complex. And I'm listening to this and I'm a real estate investor and say, oh, well, I've got all these properties. Maybe I could tokenize them. You're saying a kind of a sweet spot is $3 million and up, because there are costs that are incurred to take property and to tokenize it.
Yeah, and the cost is mostly in like the legal structure and the legal documents. And then, you know, there's a whole bunch of due diligence involved with listing these. Now, if you have a bunch of single family homes and you're interested in this, then probably grouping them all under one entity and tokenizing that entity. So we'll talk to people that say they own 10 or 20 homes. Well, they'll create an entity like an LLC that controls all of those, and they'll tokenize that entity in that LLC. And that allows for two things. It allows them to sell some of the equity out of that and access some of that liquidity. And it allows outside investors to be able to invest into that portfolio of homes. And that's what's really cool for investors is, imagine now a marketplace where, let's say you've got, you know, $50,000 to invest. You could take a look at different projects and say, look, here's this project and it's got great established cash flow. I want to put, you know, 10 grand into that. I see another project here that, you know, they're taking advantage of the big, beautiful bill and doing accelerating depreciation, meaning tax benefits. And I actually could use some of that. I'm going to put, you know, 10 grand here. And ooh, here's another one where this is in my favorite neighborhood and they're taking a C-class building and making it a B-class building. I'm going to put 30 grand, you know, into here. Or that could be 5, 10, 1. That's the beauty of it, is you now have the control and the ability to diversify your own real estate portfolio at whatever levels you want. And should you need to resell, or if you wanted to harvest profits, you have the ability to do that in a way that mechanism, that marketplace, just hasn't been there before.
That is really exciting. That is a lot of potential and possibilities. What are the biggest arguments against this that you get? Just a steel man not doing this. What do people say?
Yeah, I'll look at this at two angles, one that are myths and then the other that is true. On the myth side, it's that people think it's crypto and tagged to crypto pricing, or that there's uncertainty around regulation and things like that. And those are myths because there's absolutely SEC regulations and compliance, and that's what we need to abide by. And these are real world assets. They're not crypto. It's not, you know, a made up thing. They're actually pieces of the real ownership. And so that's the myth side. The truth side is the liquidity piece. So when people tokenize their real estate and they want to sell a lot of the equity, it's, well, how do you know how much liquidity is there? How much trading is going to be there? How quickly is this, you know, going to happen to sell the tokens? And today, when we launch, the answer to that is it depends on the buyer demand. It depends on how many buyers are there. And that's why you want to price your stuff well, right? And what that liquidity is going to look like. And we have, you know, variations of this from retail investors to real estate investment funds to family office, so on and so forth, that are interested in that. But that is the one question we get a lot, or one uncertainty that's out there that has truth to it, is we're not quite sure how quickly the adoption curve will come, because people really, at this point, it hasn't existed. So they need to be made aware that this type of marketplace is available.
A lot of education and awareness to be done, but thank you for doing. Thanks for talking about those two examples, because that certainly makes sense. So what is the process like? Somebody who's listening, they have those 20 homes, or they have a lot of projects, and they say, oh, I kind of want to explore this. What does that process look like?
Yeah, so we get those calls all the time, and the first thing we're going to do is find out, is it currently a security? If it is, then they may be able to go right to the secondary marketplace. If it's not, then we need to get them either with their securities attorney, or we have ones we can recommend. But the legal package is the first step. And once we have the legal package, if it's a, I'll do a primary all the way to the secondary. Once we have that legal package, we can then mint those real estate tokens, which is simply taking those ownership components, giving them that digital representation and putting it on the blockchain. And now at that point, they can sell those to investors. And our platform does all this, you know, very intuitive Web 2 type experience for this. But they can raise those funds. So let's say somebody does, you know, the portfolio of homes, they get their legal package, they send it to us. We mint the real estate tokens, we onboard them into the platform, they raise funds, it's all there done online, all the qualifications, all the settlement, all the investments, all there. And now let's say they hold it for 12 months, which is a requirement for a primary. And 12 months later, they want to go to the secondary market. So their investors can harvest profits or exit if they want. And they, as GPs or the sponsor, can do the same. So at that point, there's another phase of due diligence, because we need to make sure that the deal is compliant. We're an SEC registered platform. Our job is to protect investors. So all of those due diligence need to be done. If it passes due diligence, then it'll be listed in the secondary marketplace. And investors really from around the world, as long as they make it through KYC, know your customer, it's just an identity verification process, will be able to look at the front-facing information and select and invest right there online in those investment opportunities. So that's really kind of what the cycle looks like.
Nice. And you probably already told me this, but as soon as the marketplace, the secondary market is up and running, do I, just as a potential investor, how do I participate in that?
Yeah, so I'll speak to our secondary market. I'll put my, you know, securities hat on, and it's probably a perfect time to say I'm not on here soliciting broker dealer services or making any securities offerings or legal advice or anything like that, strictly for educational purposes. But to answer your question, just like with any investment platform, you're going to go create an account, and that's what that KYC process is. So in our case, you go to retokens.com, you would select the marketplace, and you would be able to create an account. It's going to ask some questions of you. You know, you're going to have to put in your driver's license and things like that, just as you would with any investment platform. But once you've gone through that process and you have an account, you can go invest in any of those projects that are available for you, and you can go relist those same projects because they've already been green lighted. So that's really it. It's just like a regular investment platform where you're going to, you know, take a couple minutes, create an account. Once you're approved, you can hook your bank account up and invest in those investments. In fact, you can actually use crypto as well in our infrastructure to offboard from the crypto world into these real world assets if you wanted to.
Love it. Well, Tyler, you've already given us a lot, but we're ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so I think mine is to trust your instincts when people say that you can't do that. There's been so many times in my career, including just my real estate and creative real estate career, where I've been told you can't do that. You know, I don't think you can do that. No. And my instincts were, well, you probably can. It's a matter of finding a way. No is just meaning there's a different way to do something. So if you hold belief and persistence, that's what makes your vision a reality. So trust your instincts. Even when you hire these attorneys and CPAs, listen to them, listen to what they say, but you don't have to agree with them. Trust your instincts.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
All right.
The question is not who will let us, Tyler. The question is who will stop us. I like
there
it.
There it is. That's got it. Yeah.
Well, Tyler, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more? How can they get started? How can they engage with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the first place is retokens.com. If they're interested in what we talked about, there's a free quick start guide to real estate tokenization there that they can download, as well as some educational information. And of course, we're on LinkedIn, where we share a lot of educational information as well, and at retokens for great YouTube content.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Tyler your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to retokens.com and check out everything that we've been talking about today. Download that free quick start guide and educate yourself a little bit further on how it all works. You can find them on LinkedIn as well as YouTube and probably all over other social media sites, but we will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Tyler.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Finally, friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.